Welcome to Community Spotlight, where we'll spend a few minutes together learning more about the issues impacting us in the Twin Cities.
Most of us have heard a lot more about it recently than maybe we have in the past. Refugee resettlement. How can we as a community get involved? And what does the whole process look like? Today, we are so pleased to welcome in Kate Shermer. She's the Communications Director at Arrive Ministries. Kate, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Starting off, would you be able to share with our listeners today some of your background and then how long you've now been in your role as Communications Director at Arrive Ministries?
Sure, yeah. I've been with Arrive Ministries for 3.5 years. And prior to being on staff, I was a volunteer with Arrive Ministries. And actually, that's a pretty common storyline for many of my colleagues. A lot of us started as tutors or volunteers. I was a good neighbor volunteer, which means I walked alongside a local Karen family who arrived in 2016 and befriended them. And then, of course, fell in love with the ministry and found a staff position.
Kate, would you be willing to share then just to give our listeners an overview of the mission of the Ministry of Arrive Ministries, and then also how did this ministry first get its start?
Yeah, well, Arrive Ministries is a Christian nonprofit. We welcome newly arrived refugees from all over the world, and our mission is to live out God's command to welcome refugees and immigrants. We are rooted in the biblical call to welcome the foreigner in our midst. We remember that Jesus himself aligned with the stranger in Matthew 25. Jesus is quoted as saying, "I was a stranger and you welcomed me in." And also in Matthew 25, you know, the greatest two commandments, love God and love your neighbor as yourself. So that is our mission and that's what we are rooted in. We've been around for 34 years. We first started as World Relief Minnesota, so we are still the affiliate of World Relief, started in 1988. And actually, World Relief started right after World War II to resettle refugees from World War II. We at Arrive Ministries have resettled 11,000 refugees since that time in 1988. And we are a growing staff. We've about doubled our staff over the last 2 years. And I'm super excited that we've recently hired two staff people who were previous clients. So we have, just this summer, a man from Afghanistan arrived in Minnesota, and now we have hired him as our employment counselor. And recently, a man from Ukraine arrived, and we just hired him to be a case manager for the 100 Ukrainians that we are going to be helping this upcoming year. So we are in a really exciting growth pattern here.
That's excellent. Kate, you kind of took me in the direction of where I wanted to go to next. You mentioned Afghanistan. You mentioned Ukraine. Most of our listeners, you know, are somewhat aware at least of what went on in Afghanistan and all those people who fled just over a year ago. And then what we've witnessed now so recently here, and that it's continuing to go on, even if we don't read or hear about it as much now, with Ukrainians relocating to Poland or if they're coming here to the States or whatnot. All that is to say, obviously, there's a lot of complications. There's a lot of layers to refugee resettlement. Would you be able to share a few things that can make this kind of work so challenging in trying to help out these refugees?
Yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, those two conflicts that we're watching in the news right now in Ukraine and in Afghanistan, those are very urgent. Those are recent, top of mind, and our refugee clients are often separated, you know, torn apart from their families who are still often in those unsafe situations. So I think challenge number one is that we see that many of our clients' hearts are still with their families. They are trying desperately to be reunited. I think challenge number two is just knowing that our other refugee clients have had such a journey to get here. Many of them, well, all of them had to flee their homeland because in order to be labeled a refugee by the United Nations, you have had to flee your homeland due to danger and risk of persecution. And often it's persecution for their religion or their political opinion or belonging to a particular ethnicity or social group. So there's been a lot of fear in their background. And then many of them, the average refugee has to wait 17 years before they are resettled into that third country, whether that be the U.S. or another country. So there's just been this long time of waiting and patience and, you know, kind of languishing, waiting for someone else to determine their future. So that's why it's so important when these refugees arrive in the U.S. at Arise Ministries, we emphasize empowerment with our volunteers to empower those who are there in relationship with our staff to empower these refugees, and then just setting them up for success so they can thrive. This might be their first time in decades that they've been able to actually think, what do I want for my future? What do I want for my family's future? And it's really inspiring, but obviously, as you mentioned, some of the difficulties are just that history and that journey that they've already had to take to get here.
Folks, if you're just joining us, we're talking to Kate Shermer. She's the communications director at Arise Ministries. If you'd like to learn more about anything that we are talking today, would encourage you to head to ArriveMinistries.org. Again, that's ArriveMinistries.org. Kate, on this program, we so often try to give ways for people to be mobilized and to help out with the causes that we're talking about. Could you share maybe some tangible ways that listeners today who are saying, I want to get involved, I want to help out with this work, what can they do to help with this great work of refugee resettlement?
Yeah, we could not do this work without our volunteers, and we partner closely with volunteers from local churches. So this year, we were floored. We had 1,000 active volunteers who stepped forward to just befriend these refugee families, walk alongside them in friendship, and often provide tangible support, you know, driving them to doctor's appointments, helping them with English tutoring, even homework help. We also have other volunteer opportunities like apartment move-in. So there's a lot of different volunteer opportunities, and we offer monthly Zoom volunteer interest meetings if anybody, any of your listeners, want to know more of the details. We also accept donations for welcome kits because we provide hygiene kits, and we make sure to stock their new households with bedding and cooking items. And every refugee family gets a welcome kit. And so sometimes different schools or churches or small groups will do different drives in order to provide families with these welcome kits. And we have an online registry, so it makes it really easy to just see what we need and even just do some online shopping as you're doing your holiday shopping.
Kate, we have just about a minute left, but before we wrap, I want to give you an opportunity to share, I guess you could call it a success story, if you will. Is there something that sticks out with people that you've been able to work with that have really had an impact on you and your role?
Oh, man, I have so many. I'm going to try to squeeze two in here. We have a team, a Good Neighbor team from Mosaic Church in East St. Paul. They welcomed a Syrian family of 5 last year. And they just became family units together. And they assisted the dad, who was a tailor in Syria, owned a clothing factory. They assisted him in finding just a dream job here. He's now a tailor at David's Bridal. But he wasn't able to get a bus route. So the team committed to giving him rides to work for a few months, then helping him get his driver's permit, and then later his driver's license. I mean, just talk about empowerment there. They assisted him in the ways he needed and then set him up for success. And also, we are so inspired by a team from Emmanuel Covenant in Shoreview. Their family that they're paired with is from Afghanistan, and they got a bill from a defibrillator company for $36,000. And the team prayed for this and told the family, we are going to help you. So they called the company and explained their situation, and the defibrillator company canceled all debts. They forgave all debts, and we just consider that to be such a miracle of that friendship and, of course, of God's work.
Absolutely. That's inspiring stuff for sure. Again, folks, today we've been talking with Kate Shermer. She's the communications director at Arise Ministries. Would really encourage you to head to arriveministries.org if you'd like to find out any more about what we have discussed today. And if you would like to get involved as well, again, that is arriveministries.org. Kate, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for the great work that you are doing for our community. Blessings to you and your team.
Thanks. Blessings to you as well.
Thanks for spending a few minutes with us on Community Spotlight. We'll see you again next week.